I think that they're a wonderful idea, and even if I loathed pets, how am I going to go about controlling the situation? There is such a long history of humans coexisting with certain beasts that it really doesn't make much sense that we would even consider changing it now. That said, there are some issues that should be addressed, especially when we talk about the responsibility of owners for the actions of their animals. When a dog attacks a human, the owner is held responsible, and many times the dog is put down. This is an extreme position, putting the dog down, that is, but it does reflect the amount of responsibility that the dog owners are forced to swallow for certain actions. But what about cat owners? I haven't seen a cat owner fined in my life. What would they fine them for anyway, you might ponder? Well, how about the fact that the animals, in the words of a good fella, are responsible for whacking a large portion of the avian community? That's right, Sylvester and Tweety are much more than a comic. I no longer hear the doves, larks, or mockingbirds in the morning. When I was a child, there were plenty of the critters. But about 20 years ago, there was a surge in feline popularity, and many more cats began to be let out in the streets.
It's about time they reintroduce wolves into the mountains again. I know that it probably sounds somewhat cruel, but the reality is that the deer are ravaging the place to the point where there are a few bushes and low-hanging leaves. After so many decades without anyone to fret about except hunters, the deer have become emboldened and are snagging more than their fair share. You see them and they even look hoggish. Anyway, I was watching this documentary about how they're reintroducing the wolves into Yellowstone in the United States, and they said that the reasons were varied, but the most important was that the ecosystem had been trashed. The deer had reproduced too fast for the environment to keep up, and were wasting the environment and causing the steep decline of other animals that couldn't keep up with them. I thought that it was a solution that made a lot of sense. I mean, there is always the option of releasing the hunters, so to speak. But I think that a natural solution will maintain the environment the longest. If we knock out every apex predator because they look scary, then we're going to destroy the place. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that humans are the real apex predators on a global scale, but part of being intelligent is knowing how to delegate, and killing off our natural form of population control is not exactly good management policy. So, I think that, despite the short-term expenses, this plan could really save us all a lot of headaches. Let's just hope that the team has really been as thorough as they claim.
That dotted landscape is just breathtaking, but it is also hiding a rather sinister truth. All that area that still has trees is not really a viable habitat for the animals that live in the area, and many times the butchering and sectioning of forests can lead to the local extinction of certain species due to the land's inability to support the life that is found there. So while this may be seen as a way to try and preserve some of the animals, there are many things that must be thought through when deciding when and where to cut. Because of the complications of singling out a spot and then the added disadvantage of the side effect where a portion of the forest is still uninhabitable, I really am more prone to the idea of just cutting away a large swath that is connected when farming or otherwise using the land. Therefore, instead of having patches or fragments of forest, one is left with a woodland that is more condensed than it would be with the patches, and at the same time provides more livable space to those animals that reside in the area. So, I suppose I should say that I am not opposed to using the land, but when we have bureaus and land management at several levels, I would really like to see at least one of them do their job with some kind of authority and clear thinking when talking about conservation efforts.
Who doesn't love seeing those prize-winning veggies? I mean, come on, they're absolutely gorgeous. Way more than what you'd normally find, and they're enormous as well. It really is something special to be able to see them all set out like that. And then when looking at the grocery store, I mean, it really is impressive, the quantity of perfectly identical produce that just sits in a line. But what about all the pesticides and fertilizer that goes into producing those vegetables? I know there is a whole organic movement to go along with that, but I'm not fully convinced of their validity. It was already a shock to find out that the word natural and green mean absolutely nothing. I had been an avid green shopper for quite some time. That said, I suppose that it is also interesting to consider what we do to our landscape with all the vegetables that we don't put out. I know that many fertilizers are needed simply because the fields are exhausted from too much planting. The levels of nitrogen and other nutrients dwindle, and therefore the crop is weaker, infested with insects, and unprofitable. Because of this, many farmers will leave subpar vegetables out in the field to break down and add nutrients to the soil. This is great as it reduces the amount of fertilizer needed, but at the same time, the rotting can produce quite a bit of greenhouse gas.
What do I think of it? Well, it's just awful, isn't it? Don't get me wrong, I like my bacon as much as anyone, and more than quite a few, but not at the cost of bad farming practices. To be perfectly honest, I had no idea that there were dead zones being created in the Gulf. I thought that the British petroleum spill had been cleaned up. I was under the impression that the Gulf was recovering, but it would appear that this is far from the case. According to an article I read the other day, the farmers in the southern part of the United States are allowing animal feces, especially from pigs, to run into the Gulf. Aside from the fact that this is just no fun to swim in, it's revolting what is happening in the Gulf. I mean, so much nitrogen in the water, methane in the air, and algae profiting from it all. It's tragic that in many places people can no longer fish and actually catch anything if they dare to fish from the shore. And then there are the swimmers. I'm not sure, but I can't fathom that all that would be good for people to wade in.